Now, we were mentioning earlier about people moving all around the Earth, and one big question is, when did Britain become an island in its own right? And for a long time, that's been a big question. But some scientists from Imperial College reckon they solved the puzzle earlier this year. And one of them is with us this week, and it's Jenny Collier. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So what do you reckon happened? How did we become the island that we're very proud of having?
Yes, well, it's been something that's been sort of known about from other scientists for some time, particularly people looking at the record of human occupation of Britain. So we've been hearing a lot about very ancient ancestors of ourselves, humans. But humans first came to Britain about 700,000 years, a very famous site at Boxgrove. And basically, during this period, this is the Quaternary, so the Ice Ages were coming backwards and forwards. And so living in England was a bit marginal, if you like. So ancient man was coming backwards and forwards across into France and back into Britain, basically as the ice came down and retreated. And what the archaeologists have known for some time is that there's a big gap. Basically, the humans were coming backwards and forwards quite happily, and then for some reason, between about 60,000 years ago, there's no evidence for any humans at all. And what we did in our group at Imperial is we're a group of geologists. We went out and did a marine geophysical study in the English Channel where we literally measured the water depths, and we found evidence for a catastrophic large volume flood, which we think effectively cut Britain off. And this helps explain why ancient man couldn't get back in.
Two questions then, Jenny. What do you look for on the seabed that tells you there was a flood? So what's the giveaway sort of signature of a flood, and where did that flood come from?
Yeah, so what we do in terms of telling a catastrophic flood from a sort of normal fluvial processes, as you might imagine, if you've got a very high volume, rapid discharge water, you get all sorts of scours and eddies and a sort of whole group of landforms that you can put together which say these can only be formed by a high volume water discharge. And that means it's not a fluvial river. And frankly, it's enormous. I mean, I've been working in a lot of exotic places and I never expected to find something quite so astonishing.
So a massive flood about when? 500,000 years ago?
Yes, well, we haven't dated it yet. So from a geological point of view, the only way we could date it, we call it the smoking gun. So basically we've got the bit that's been carved out. That's the bit that we've found. And so we'd need to go and look towards the edge of the shelf to find out where the sediments that had been carved out had been dumped. And we haven't done that yet.
Where do you think this massive flood came from, though? What triggered it?
Well, that's right. So we've got this great big flood channel, and basically it points to the Straits of Dover. And it's been well known, again, mainly from people looking at animals and also plants, that the Straits of Dover was a land bridge that survived throughout these glacial fluctuations. So man was happily trotting backwards and forwards across between England and France across this land bridge, which is just a geological structure. And so we made this hypothesis that the only way to get such a sudden water release would be to have a catastrophic breaching of a rock dam across the Straits of Dover, which would have released us basically a lake that built up in the southern North Sea.
Well, where did that lake come from?
Well, as you imagine, during a sort of glacial period, we're on the edge of the glaciers, so there's all sorts of meltwater coming from the ice itself. All of the rivers from northwest Europe, so for example the Rhine, that used to go through the North Sea out into the Atlantic, would all get trapped and build up a big lake, which would be dammed behind this Straits of Dover rock ridge.
And that's what cut us off from France and made us a country in our own right. Jenny, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Jenny Collier, and she is from Imperial College in London with the evidence for where it was Britain as an island, whereas before we had this umbilical cord connecting us to Europe.
Wouldn't it be much easier to get to Paris on holiday if we're still connected? Anyway,